So much of what we become emerges out of that which we fall heir to, as we shape it and reshape it to fit our own interests. But first, somehow or other, we have to get started. And I think perhaps it's important for you to think back retrospectively, a kind of reinterpretation of what you understood the vital qualities to be.
Well, I'll assume you don't know anything about my past.
Right.
And you let me know when I've said enough on that subject and you want to go on to another question.
Sure.
Yeah.
Surely. So what is of interest to me is from you some assessment of the qualities that you fell heir to, the tradition, what it was, how it fitted the scheme as you grew to some awareness of what it was. So in essence, what are the human qualities of the Beatles? I know they've had a lot of
my background.
Yeah.
Well, I would say very much the cultured Philadelphia background in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. As Bert has brought out very well in that book of his, the Something Philadelphians, it wasn't at all the stimulating or creative atmosphere that you would get in European cities of that period. It was very much the conservative scholarly, I would say. My father translated Demosthenes' orations from the Greek. My grandfather, my father read Horace. It was a cultured society. My mother tells me that my father at one time had thought of being a painter, wanted to be a painter, or sketched, or something of that sort. And as a young child, when I from time to time had nervous breakdowns, illnesses, she encouraged my painting. I painted when I was 12 or 13 at one time. I rode halfway into Philadelphia and then took the train and was taught by a student at the Pennsylvania Academy. And so it was about that. Now that whole early background of a healthy, normal, creative boy interested in stamps and collecting and shooting birds and skinning squirrels and so forth, and making little road maps, and with a pretty fanciful life, stimulated very much by my younger brother, who was had a more self-imagination, I think, than I did. But that was that whole possibly creative side of my life was interrupted by some 15 years when I went to a New England school, boarding school, and college, where in retrospect I was simply trying to conform to type, not very successfully. I didn't realize that it was, I thought of myself as being happy, very happy, not quite successful enough. And I didn't realize until 10 years later, when I left to graduate from the law school and started painting, that it was a sort of an arrested development. I think that very briefly was my childish background. Yeah. My father died when I was 4, uh-huh. But I think of my relations with my brothers as extremely healthy and normal, and we were always getting into trouble. Mischievous, a little silly. And then for 12 or 13 years I just tried to conform to the standards of New England boarding schools and Harvard College with grim determination.